And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The play She Stoops to Conquer continues at Cité des Arts. It will run through Sunday and again the following weekend, taking up again on the 26th. She Stoops to Conquer was written by Oliver Goldsmith, and it's being directed by Lauren Green White. There is live period music. It's set in the 1700s. Alice Wallace has been helping with the music. Tickets for She Stoops to Conquer are available by calling Cité des Arts or going to their website. The Center for Louisiana Studies is having a public meeting this evening in Opelousas. It's the Save the Southern Club public meeting. The meeting will be held at Toby's Lounge in Opelousas starting at 6:30. The purpose of the meeting is to inform you of the status of the Southern Club's application for the National Register of Historic Places. They want to create an organizational structure for the Save the Southern Club initiative, and they're collecting historical documentation on the Southern Club. So if you have any news clippings, photographs, or other memorabilia from the Southern Club, they welcome you tonight, 6:30, in Opelousas at Toby's Lounge. That is the Save the Southern Club public meeting hosted by the Center for Louisiana Studies. There will be a free lecture here tonight at UL Lafayette. It will center on collaboration between the very closely related fields of architecture and industrial design. Brad Satterwhite, who's the co-founder of the KEM Studio Design Firm in Kansas City, will be speaking tonight at 7 o'clock in Fletcher Hall Auditorium. There will be an opening reception just before. He'll be touching on topics that include how to get the most out of interdisciplinary teams, the difference between brainstorming and collaboration. The presentation is open to everyone here at UL Lafayette and community members. Tonight's 7 o'clock. It's a free talk, again, sponsored by the Architecture and Industrial Design Departments at UL Lafayette. In Grand Coteau, there will be a multilingual open mic evening at the Thinstead Center, 7 until 9 o'clock. It's a free event and will feature poems, songs, and stories performed in different languages. Anyone who does speak a different language or can read one may bring a piece of literature to read. It's suitable for all ages, and it's sponsored by the Festival of Words Cultural Arts Collective in connection with the Thinstead Center. Opening tonight at Theater 810, Supermen, written by Adam Esquenazi Douglas, presented by Acting Unlimited Incorporated, and directed by Cody Daigh. It's based on a true story of the two men who created Superman, the artist and the writer, and their struggles and challenges creating it and afterwards. That's tonight, Theater 810, 7:30. It will run through the weekend. There are two shows on Saturday, 2 and 7:30, and on Sunday at 2 o'clock. Tickets for any of the performances available by calling Theater 810 or going to their Eventbrite site, which is AUISupermen.eventbrite.com. The theater is small, only about 50 seats, so it's a good idea to reserve your tickets ahead of time. And opening tomorrow on the UL campus in Burke Hawthorne Hall Theater and running through the weekend, a play called The One They Call Friend. It's written and directed by Demetria Charles, produced by the Nubian Secret Productions. Tickets will be available at the door, or you can purchase them ahead of time at NubianSecretProductions.com. There will be a free Native American Culture Day at Vermilionville this Saturday from 10 a.m. until 4. Representatives from many of Louisiana's Native American tribes will be there to celebrate their living cultures through craft demonstrations, food, music, dance, and a lot of cultural exchange. It's free and open to everyone this Saturday starting at 10 o'clock at Vermilionville here in Lafayette. And if you're a writer, and if you're heading to Metairie or could head to Metairie this Saturday, the monthly meeting of the Southern Louisiana Chapter of the Romance Writers of America will meet. SOLA's member Farah Rochon will be giving a course on publishing in the digital age. That's 10 o'clock on Saturday at the Jefferson Parish Library in Metairie. In Arneville at New News Arts and Culture Collective, there will be a celebration of autumn presented by the group Artists as One Voice. This is their autumnal equinox celebration of poetry, music, and visual arts. There are performances and happenings inside New News and outside of New News. There will be music. The group Self-Aware Wolf will be performing. There will be poetry readings by Bernard Pierce and many others. The group The Potluck Band and Clay Cormier will be performing. For more information, you can go to the New News website and find out more, or show up for 6 o'clock at New News in Arneville. The Acadiana Symphony Orchestra will hold their first concert of the season this Saturday at the Hyman Performing Arts Center. Guest artist Viktor Valkov will be joining the symphony for a performance of Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on the theme of Paganini. There will be several other pieces having to do with the theme of water, which is their theme for the year. Individual tickets are available, as are series tickets. If you're UL faculty or staff, you get an added discount to the already discounted series tickets. You can call their office for further information. This Saturday in Washington, just north of Opelousas, there will be a reading given by Darrell Bourque, former poet laureate of Louisiana. He'll be reading from his new book, Megan's Guitar and Other Poems from Acadie. There will be a reception at 6 o'clock at the St. John's Episcopal Church in Washington, and the reading begins at 7. There is no charge for the reading. Banned Books Week is coming up next week, and there will be a readout scheduled here on the UL Lafayette campus Tuesday, September 24th at 2 o'clock behind Dupre Library. All are invited to come and hear the readings. And next Tuesday, the Acadiana Pride Festival continues its Louisiana Words series every Tuesday evening, 7:30. It takes place at 2013 Pinhook Road in Lafayette. And the Golden Age of Pirates and Piracy, offered by the Friends of the Humanities Books and Film Series, open to the public. There's a fee to pay for it, but you don't need to be enrolled at UL Lafayette. Just have an interest. The Golden Age of Pirates and Piracy, taught by Professor Kim Todd. If you would like to register, you can email the Friends, or you can call the UL Lafayette History Department, and they will direct you as to how to sign up for this course. There will be a reading by Ernest Gaines next week, and he doesn't read many places, so this is very special. He'll be reading next Wednesday, September 25th, 3 o'clock, at the Gaines Center here on the UL campus. There will be a discussion afterwards, and Ernest Gaines will sign copies of his books. If you'd like to know more, you can contact the Gaines Center here on the UL campus. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. If you'd like to listen to archived shows or podcast one of our shows, just search for that locally produced program, and you can listen to it there or download it to whatever device you like for listening to later on. And, of course, you can support KRVS, your favorite radio station, anytime securely at krvs.org. Just click on that Pledge Now button or Support button and make your secure contribution to KRVS. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air from 6 to 7. At 7 o'clock on Thursdays, it's This American Life with Ira Glass. At 8, Thistle and Shamrock. 9, Val Broussard Boston's Franco Mix. Cecil Doyle's Earthbeat at 10. 11, Afropop, Midnight Snack at midnight. And Putumayo at 1 in the morning. In just a moment, we'll join NPR's All Things Considered.